horror than horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Out of practice, I forgot how to do a show. What has it been since January? December 2013?
2012. The apocalypse.
Well, as if anybody can't guess by now, I guess we're back for a new show.
Fresh and shiny with happy, peppy faces.
Yeah. I guess we got some stuff to talk about.
Shit, yeah. Yeah, we should have something by now. We should have a cool plate.
Yeah. Couple of movies. I think I've watched two. Not working or being sick. Finally got my all-region Blu-ray player in the mail yesterday. I haven't even hooked it up yet. I'm super excited about that.
What's the first thing you're going to watch?
I always christen my stuff with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
But this time I think I'm going to...
Have you got a Region 2 version of it?
Actually, I've got about six different regions. Some of them aren't even open. I think...
Watch like the Swahili fucking version.
Actually, I've got... I think I'm gonna don tradition and overstep that. And I've got a Region 2 copy of Creepshow.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Might watch that because it's got a ton of extra shit on it that our domestic sad-ass version never got. So I want to see what kind of goodness that one holds. But... Yeah, I've got some stuff I can run through it, I'm sure. It'll probably burn up by two weeks from now. I'll be trading it in for another one. But
it's what you get the warranty for, man.
Yep, $18, 3 years. So be 3 years in one day, and it'll...
Sony's going to shut that shit down in about six more weeks. What exactly are you doing to our machines here?
And it was cool because, well, the thing that sucked was I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to buy another HDMI cord because, you know.
Right.
So I stop at Walmart on the way home after work and I grab a, you know, these dual packs of HDMI cords, like $24. But I get home and open up the box and everything and boom.
There's one in there? No,
yep,
shit.
They put an HDMI cord in the motherfucker. Wow. And everything. So batteries, my fucking remote.
I figure, well, we're screwing this guy pretty good. Yeah. We'll give him a $15 cord.
We're charging him about $120 more than what this DVD player charges in a regular store. I don't know if they open them up, crack them, or what, but supposedly there's some...
They got some 8-year-old Malaysian kid that just sits there and clinks with them all day long.
Well, there's codes you can get off the internet.
Right.
But it only sets it, I think, to a certain code. But this son of a bitch is set...
Universal.
Plays, what, 0 through 8 codes for the DVDs automatically, and then the regions 1 through 3, I think, for Blu-rays. So
yeah, that's well worth it.
But I'll have to find out what actually the regions go to. So, oh. But I haven't ordered any new movies other than a couple that have came in.
Slowed down a little bit. I think Code Red hasn't really released anything. You're getting ready to do the...
Yeah, Code Red, few. No. I got Slumber Party Massacre from Shout Factory. I picked up Frightmare from Redemption. And then I got the Flesh and Blood show from Redemption. So, nothing great, but I haven't had a chance to watch them yet. You've seen Frightmare, right? It's a crazy cannibalistic parents where the chick feeding her mom. She's the grandma. The old woman's got the drill. The English movie.
Yeah, I think so. I think I've seen it. I think I picked it up somewhere weird for cheap.
It's pretty decent. I had to sit through that god-awful Beneath. Oh, fuck. Todd, have you seen that turd?
Not yet.
The big fucking clunky
rubber. Is it it's a rubber monster and it's still a turd?
Dude, it's a fucking fish that looks like Frankenfish.
Yeah.
But it's got like these big yellow googly eyes with big teeth. I mean, it's a cool looking fish.
Is that the one with where they're on the ice?
No, they're all in the boat. They're all in one boat. And the fish is attacking the boat.
Oh,
and they can't figure on how to get to shore. So they start like chucking each other over the fucking side, you know. So it's like all can. And you don't care about anybody.
Right.
That's the problem. You don't.
Yeah.
There's not one person that you give a flying fuck about. Because they all establish that everybody's a complete jerk off at the beginning of the movie as they travel.
Yeah, that seems to be like the number one thing now.
You know. Rather than to have like a group of people all just kind of partying at the lake.
Yeah,
already,
having a good time.
You know, but then they
if they show boobs right off the bat, I have more appreciation. I'm rooting for her. I want her to succeed.
You got the geeky kid.
Yeah.
You got the
jock.
The complete douchebag jock.
The jock
asshole
with the sleeves cut off his football jersey.
And then you got like the mild mannered good
the
guy.
The bookworm.
That's like in love with the jock's girlfriend, and they got kind of like this
the musician.
Like under, and it's just nobody gives a fuck,
yeah.
You know. Just
the creepy old man living underneath the tree,
you know. And the gore and shit isn't even any good. So
it's a pretty set, you know, storyline. We need to just you don't tweak it too much.
It didn't work. It was
sons
horrible.
Sons of bitches.
I tell you, you know, that's the thing. Larry Fessenden's usually pretty solid, and I thought it might be, but, you know, some of the pictures I've seen are a little bit weird. I mean, I love the rubber monster idea, but, yeah, it's not going to
be
the good.
Fish,
you know?
The fish part of it's great, but the fish doesn't even save it. I mean, you just don't care.
For me, I hate like what you're saying, how these movies always have to start off, and they're always in a freaking car for 20 minutes.
Right. And they're dicks. You root for them to die before you even know anything
right.
about them. I'm like,
you know,
people aren't that big of douches right off the bat.
Well, the only cool part is the guy. There's a guy. You've seen Ace Ventura.
Uh huh.
You remember the Ace Ventura's landlord?
Yeah.
The old man. He's in it.
You know? Oh yeah.
But I mean, but he's not. He's only in it for a couple of seconds.
Right.
But I mean, it's kind of cool to see him.
Yeah.
But again, you just,
shitting
you
his
just
career
don't,
away.
You know, the one kid wakes up early in the morning from a nightmare about the fish, and it has to do with this girl that he's got the hots for, and she happens to be on the trip. But like I said, it takes 20 minutes from the start of the movie to get to the fucking pond. So you've got like 20 minutes of fucking car travel with these assholes. And
right.
You're like, just fucking die already. Show me the fish. Let's get eaten.
That's why short films are the way to go, dude. 20 minutes. That's all I need.
Oh.
I don't need a character setup. I don't need a storyline.
Just trash, trash, trash. I can't think of anything I have watched. Oh, I started watching, which is thumbs up. Netflix has got the full run of the fucking Clone Wars now on.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I'm into season 3 already.
Yeah, that's Netflix had a few good things. I've seen a few good things.
I was actually kind of surprised on the story, on, you know, the story writing.
Yeah.
There's a couple episodes that are kind of stinkers, but pretty much, I mean, it's a cool continuation of the in-between. Been here? Have you heard anything on Bates Motel?
I started watching and got a kick out of it. It's Freddie Highmore, so I'd dig him.
Right.
He's a good Norman.
But I mean, everybody's saying it's kind of fucked up, odd, kind of like Twin Peaks.
Oh yeah, he's an odd dude. Yeah.
Is he? So I'm gonna start checking it out this weekend. I think I'll watch a couple episodes of it. But.
Yeah, there's a ton of good. Did you see what they're gonna do for the new American Horror Story? That's set
the
in a
circus.
Set in a circus freak
right.
show. Oh. Yeah.
They're going to have their little retarded girl running around.
I doubt so. Make a run through fire.
Oh. I was at work, Todd.
Yeah?
I want to run this by you. I've got an idea for a commercial.
Okay.
and I figured that, you know, you could help me set it up and film it.
It's for smoked ham.
No, get this. Here's the premise, all right? I can tell you the whole commercial right now.
Scene opens.
Opens up with a woman doing laundry, right?
A billowy meadow.
Just stacked. Stacked with fucking laundry on both sides of her.
Shit stains everywhere.
Hot chick.
She topless?
She turns and looks at the camera. She's like, I just can't stand doing laundry anymore. She goes, it's just getting to me. I don't have the energy to do laundry anymore. Can somebody please help me? And then it comes over to some guy saying, well, try the new Downy. Guaranteed to help anybody's laundry worries go away quickly. And then it does it like a 360. Comes back to her laying
on the couch. The sparkles. The swirl sparkles.
Comes back to her on the couch, reading her Kindle or a little book, drinking a little tea, you know, on the, you know, sun divan. She goes, wow, ever since I found Downy, laundry problems have just washed themselves away. I could never have done it without you, Downy. Thanks, Downy. And then you pans over to a retarded kid doing laundry going, you're welcome. See, it's perfect. You get the Down syndrome kid, call it Downy. You know, I mean, you just put that sumbitch on YouTube. You have hate groups coming
with
out.
With the sparkly washer
like
and broad.
Like a little halo. You're welcome. Hell, we could even get the werewolf kid.
I like laundry.
Oh, Lord.
He's probably looking for work right now. See? See, that's how you stimulate the economy.
But I just don't know if I want to get into a legal battle with Johnson & Johnson for...
It's all good. Just spell it with two N's.
Or spell it backwards or just write it and have him write the logo in crayon. You have like a couple of reversed letters in there. But yeah, that was my works week. Like trying to think of that fucking commercial.
Let's film it.
Yeah, I'm there.
Why are there cereal puffs on your table, Todd? What the fuck you got going on here?
Man, I got Todd has no home, so he lives wherever he can live and eats shit. Wherever he can eat.
Are you eating cereal pops? Damn it, Todd.
I hope that was a cereal pop.
That's actually for my animals over there.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. Somebody's din-dins.
You need three rats. I got three nice rats that need a home.
I like me some rats.
Did I tell you I got rid of one of my dogs?
Yeah, you were saying...
I had three, and I'm down to two.
Yeah.
So, but she's at a good home, so she's out on farm property.
Running free and wild.
She's being trained to be a hunter.
Oh, shit.
She's going to hunt rabbits.
She'll love that.
Yep.
Was that the one that was jumping through windows?
No, that's my bucket head. That's my heart. That's my fucking heartworm victim. So,
how's she doing?
She's doing good. So, I got to schedule her to get her in to get her shot series taken care of, and hope like hell she doesn't fucking flip out and fucking die on me from that.
Yeah.
We're just gonna eject your dog with arsenic. It'll
here
be
we
all
go.
Right.
It's a piece of cake.
Then you got to try to keep her fucking calm for 48 hours so she don't have a fucking heart attack. I'm like, yeah, that's no problem. But she's the one that likes to jump in my lap and lick my face, so I can't complain too much. So.
Well, we got to talk about the highlight of the day, the Phantasm trailer.
Oh, yes.
It got released, but did they said it's already finished, right? So what, did they give a release date?
I don't know. I just didn't even know anything about it. Nobody even covered it in any of the publications.
I don't think anybody knew. I think they kept it completely secret.
But Don Corsarelli didn't do it. It's not directed by
him. Oh, he didn't direct it?
No. He didn't do anything of it.
But they used the original cast?
They used Reggie Bannister and Angus Grimm, but I don't know how to what extent. I know Bannister's in it. They've got the car.
I thought it was all of them. Baldwin and all of them.
I mean, unless I read it wrong. Unless
the
I
trailer looked fantastic, man. I can't wait.
I just seen...
tradition. I didn't really see any major CGI in it.
But the movie poster didn't even say anything about it. Just a big V.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, I overlooked it and didn't really think anything of it until somebody posted a comment about it.
I hope
it.
It's another 40 minutes of flashbacks with a few new scenes.
Did you see the very end of it?
Did
you watch the trailer?
I did, but I don't know if I don't remember the last part. What was it?
I don't fucking not remember the last part of the trailer.
Because I was looking at about 18 different things today.
With the fucking huge ball that's like a million times big. I mean, dude, it's like a fucking huge ball just floating over the top of Bannister out in the middle of the field. It's just like one big, huge Lord. Ball. How the fuck did you not see
we
that?
We did it in the theater.
That was like the best part of the whole thing. What the fuck's that?
God dang.
Uh-oh.
That ain't good times. They ain't even great oldies. Watch. Sorry, guys.
Here, we're going to let Tim watch the trailer again.
Oh, Lord.
So he
dear can. God! Todd hasn't seen it either.
Here, watch that trailer.
How can this not be Coscarelli's, dude? It's everything. Now that kind of feels weird. I thought this was his baby. Why wouldn't he do this? Why would he let somebody else fuck with his work? Especially when the trailer looks as good.
The only thing, like I said, the only thing that's got me kind of worried is the whole Angus Grimm, man. They don't really show a whole lot with
well,
him.
I mean, he's 90 years old, isn't he?
Fuck.
I mean, you can't.
I mean, they could probably try.
Yeah, that guy, the one with the crazy face. Who the hell is going on there?
They could try to pass it off to somebody else.
That's totally old stock footage of him, too, man. There's no way that's him now. Ooh.
Are you scared yet?
I hope they're aliens that invade Earth.
You see the ball?
Oh, that's fancy. See, that's some land. That's some Land of the Lost kind of shit right there. I want to see Slee Stacks crawling out of the ball.
A little fucking Ravager. V Ravager.
There's so much potential there. And I don't think anyone really expected that.
I didn't expect it.
Especially with that cast.
I guess it would be on IMDb. I mean, you could pull it up and see who directed it.
Everybody sure acts surprised by it.
Yeah, because it came out of nowhere. It just popped up. Yeah, like, man. Yeah, here's a new trailer. For
none of this. I just love the fact that they just totally bypassed all the movie news networks and didn't do any funding. I mean, nothing. It was a done deal. Here you go. Boom.
Well, that's probably because it could stand on its own merit, and you didn't have to go out and show your tits or wear short skirts or, you know, ask for people.
You got fucking Bannister. What else do you need? You big know. Badass hot rod car. That needs to be on a double bill with the new Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Yeah. Oh. That'd be a fine time, right? That's a drive-in right there.
Dude, it's not even on IMDb.
That's what I mean. Everybody, it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, so you got 2, 3, and 4. 1, Batman, Mask of the Phantasm. Phantasm 2014, that must be it. I hope.
It's directed by some internet sensation kid.
No, it's a short drama fantasy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll pop. News, more information will come up about it. So.
I was impressed by the Bigfoot Wars trailer, too.
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
That big streaming shot of all of them storming up out of the woods. I like that.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle trailer actually looked pretty decent.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new design for him?
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
I actually like it better than the original movie's design. The original movie's design kind of made out.
I never really got into the originals that much. I
never got into the comic book or anything.
I mean, that's got a diehard culture. I mean, people were freaking. They were freaking out over the new one.
I thought the new
good
one
and bad.
I mean, you know,
like they said, it's mutants living in a sewer.
Well, they look
a lot more
like fucking turtles now than they ever did before.
Right.
I mean. Before, they always looked like the cartoon. Now it's more, you know.
I want to see all the villains. That was always the best part anyways. So,
yeah, but they're not going to focus on all the villains. You're going to get fucking Shredder for fucking... You'll get Krang and you'll get fucking Shredder for an hour and a half, and that'll be about it. Like they do with all the fucking Spider-Man movies. They go back and focus on the origin, and you get the same fucking boring-ass villains in all of them as you do. So
X-Men.
I'm getting burnt out on all that shit.
What is this, like the 8th X-Men movie now?
I don't know. Who cares? Even the fucking Avengers shit's getting old.
Yeah, It was old when it happened.
Bastards.
Well, it's all you... I mean, you get, like, X-Men, or you get a Captain America, Avenger movie. Iron Man, Avenger movie.
Can I ask you something also? You guys have seen, I'm sure, that all these different trailers. The newest trailer for Captain America doesn't even look like a Captain America movie because he's not even in the trailer until the very last shot. It's Samuel Jackson, Scarlett Johansson are talking about how the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are going to fall because of this guy and how S.H.I.E.L.D. is crumbling. And then finally they show Captain America at the end wearing a suit that is ridiculous. What happened to Red, White, and Blue? Now he's in this thing that looks like it could be Batman's suit, only without the bat on it. It's got a star. And on top of that, the whole reason they did it, I think, is because when they released this overseas, it's called The Last of It, or the First Avenger. It's never, ever called Captain America, and they're doing that to dumb down the American angle so they get bigger sales in foreign markets, I'm sure.
I quit watching it when Scarlett Johansson was off the screen.
Dude, I quit watching it when she was on. I was fed up with her.
Yeah, all those. They lost me with Hawkeye, man. Hawkeye had one of the coolest fucking costumes ever, and they gave him that gay X-Men pleather fucking bullshit suit. Right. Come on.
That's because...
He had the sweet fucking mask with the giant fins flying out.
That's because, like Todd purples said, they want to dumb it down so they get a wider variety of people in the audience and not just comic book geeks.
Well, on top of that, in the new one, he doesn't even wear his mask at all in the trailer. I'm like, goddamn, protective headgear, anybody?
Right.
Jesus, guys. I mean, that's... I long for days when we used to have those horrible TV series with Spider-Man with googly eyes shooting a rope out of his arm just because at least it was Spider-Man.
Right.
Yeah, dude, I still haven't watched that new Spider-Man. Well, I can't bring myself to watch it.
Paul Giamatti is the Rhino.
Yeah.
And he's in a fucking mechanical rhino.
CGI, yeah.
I mean, he's not even a guy in a, looked like her. I mean, he's in a fucking rhino tank. I'm like, really?
I want to make a Gru movie and no CGI, just find a little old man that looks like Gru. Whacking motherfuckers left and right. And that's going to be my superhero movie.
I'm just tired of it, It's just fucking old. It's like, move on, And now they're saying, well, we can't. We're going to have to slow down on the comic book movies because we don't want to burn people out.
Too late.
Too late.
And it's the same ones all the time. I notice they haven't been pushing that Batman-Superman thing a whole lot lately.
It's because they're tired of fanboys being retarded.
Well, there's people jumping off bridges, weren't they, when they announced old goofball there as Lex Luthor?
I just have to tell you, though, guys, if you remember, we've been through this before. The Michael Keaton announcement had over, and I worked for Warners at the time, in the first week they had 250,000 letters condemning it. Then on top of that, Heath Ledger, everyone hated it. They were going off.
Man, but that's Michael fucking Keaton and Ledger. We're talking about that shit-ass actor.
Yeah, but I don't have a problem with him. I really liked Adventureland. I think he'll be okay. Give him a shot. I mean, until
he's got no fucking balls.
Well, maybe he'll surprise us.
He was great in Daredevil.
I didn't even see him in that. No, I'm not talking about Affleck, dude. I'm all right with Affleck. It's a fucking villain.
Villain.
What's his name?
Jesse Eisenberg.
Eisenberg. Oh. Zombieland kid.
Oh, okay.
Every movie I'm in, I talk like this. And why is she not talking to me? Please don't mess up my perm.
I have to point out, though, also, guys, Watchmen was probably the most faithful adaptation of a comic book ever.
Watchmen was fucking great.
And that's the same director. I have faith in it.
And why was Watchmen so great? Because it was rated fucking R, and they fucking could do good, cool shit in
Rorschach.
It.
Rorschach.
Yep. Give me fucking people dying and getting shot and blown up and fucking tits and, Did you see the picture with, what was it? In the new X-Men movie, The Scarlet Witch. You want to talk about dumbing down a fucking character, just like Hawkeye.
Yeah,
she had the big crazy fins that came up off her head and the big fucking cloak and
boots.
They
all that's
now,
what's,
now
yeah, the
she
X-Men,
looks like
man.
Every fucking teenage girl.
Yeah,
with her angsty little,
glitter.
Just go into Mall of America, grab a fucking 16-year-old girl, and say, "Okay, here, stand here." You're, I mean. unoriginal, no, you know, we're just going to stand. And the Quicksilver, good God. How do you go from a cool comic book character to just like, I mean, just it's like, fuck.
Yeah, if you fuck up the costumes from the old X-Men.
Let's give a little bit, but not enough. Just, you know, just, I don't know. I'm just tired of it. I can't take it. I'm getting old. I'm cranky. I don't even like people I work with anymore. I just want to be
let alone the son of a bitch playing Lex Luthor. fuck Jose that works next to me in the line.
I am, man. I'm getting fucking crouchety. I don't want to fucking talk to nobody. I want to stab motherfuckers I work with in the throat.
We had so much fun just people watching all weekend, dude. It was just fuck.
Dude, my head...
Chaos.
I was at Walmart yesterday for about 15 minutes, and my fucking head literally about split.
Yeah, I don't even attempt
Walmart. I mean,
Walmart.
Just not the fact of waiting in line, but just the fact that I shared fucking space on this rock with complete fucking degenerate fucking humanoids. I mean, you thought you were fucking filming footage in a trauma movie. There were so many fucking weirdos in that place.
Yep.
I'm like, fuck.
Picking their feet and eating it.
Women fucking... I mean, granted, I'm 400 and some pounds, but I know my limitations in clothing, but when you're...
And it's not yoga pants?
Yeah. Well, this woman
white yoga pants?
This woman was wearing... I don't know if they were yoga pants, but they looked like yoga pants.
They were probably regular pants.
Now, you know how windy it was yesterday, right? Yeah. Okay. There was not... any loose material on this woman's shirt nor her pants, but yet she felt it necessary to wear both of them at the same time, where it allowed 6 inches of her gut to hang out from underneath her shirt.
Yeah,
now granted,
she's got to be comfortable,
and the yoga pants are on her belly, not over her flap but under the flap, so now she's got like this fucking meat cape of belly meat.
Yeah.
Exposed. How do you not fucking feel the wind blowing against
well,
that, knowing that it's not
you
covered?
Gotta be comfortable when you go to Walmart. You gotta be able to
like, fuck,
find those express sales.
Now if I did that, they'd have me up on sex charges as a fucking sex offender or something on some website for exposing myself in public. I was just like, fuck,
what's wrong?
Should I wait for her to get behind my car and just back out quick?
Oh, you crazy.
Oh, bastards.
Yeah, it's going on about 2 years since I've been in Walmart. I stay away from that place. My blood pressure's already high enough as it is.
Fuck. You just look at people and you go, are you serious? Can you possibly get any fucking dumber?
The taser trigger just gets shorter and shorter.
Oh. I'm seriously thinking about buying one.
I just stay home more and more.
I wish I could every day. I would never leave the fucking house. I'd just order food off the internet. And, you know, just debit card this, debit card that.
Shit, yeah. Christmas shopping. PayPal. I got my notice. Google Fiber's coming, boy. Oh God, I cannot wait. I'm gonna write Time Warner a big giant letter and sign it with a turd and wrap that son of a bitch up and mail it right to their office. Free internet.
Google is?
Yeah.
Good.
3 years. Locked in for 3 years.
Sweet.
Not a dime.
Just wait till they got a movie streaming service and everything else. Did I tell you I got that Amazon Prime?
Yeah, I seen it went up again, or it
well,
went up for the first time in
I got
20
it.
Years. Or
I got it locked
been.
In at the original price.
Yeah.
But
that's a hell of a deal, man.
It's actually worth it. I mean, because you can stream free movies and shit on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a hell of a deal for that.
So if there's something, and some of the stuff that you're wanting to buy, they're actually streaming, so you can watch it before you buy it. But, I mean, fuck, 2 days delivery. I mean, you order it on a fucking Monday and it's there on a Wednesday. How can you not beat that for $79?
Right.
You know, the only thing that sucks is if you buy the movies primed, you get them 2 days, you know, in 2 days delivery, but the fucking price is a little about $8 higher than a regular seller on some stuff. So you got kind of watch comparison shop. Trying to think what other movies.
No, they're pretty much killing everybody, man.
Do you see that documentary on them that CNBC did where it showed their fucking warehouse?
Their drones that they're wanting to get approved.
Did you see their warehouse?
Yeah.
Dude, their fucking warehouses.
How many deliveries they say they do a second?
Dude, they take... what did they say? They take over 7,000 or 8,000 orders a second is are being placed. That's fucking outrageous. What are you looking up? Anything good?
It's all the same. It's cat pictures.
Cat pictures.
Cat pictures everywhere.
Are you becoming a cat person?
I need some cats. Maybe they'll keep my blood pressure down. Yoga and cats. That's what I need in my life.
So what else is new besides you went to... What'd you go to? Mad what? Monster party?
Yeah, hell yeah. Charlotte. It was a good time. Mingling with the masses.
Mingling with the masses.
For their third year, man, they sure got it together. That guy knows how to put a hell of a convention on. 5,000 people a day, I think, is what they averaged.
Where's that, Mo? In North Carolina?
Yeah. I think it's in the same. They got one in North Carolina, and then they do one in Phoenix, I think, in July or June.
Same guy.
I believe so, yeah. And I don't know. It looks like the wrestling was the first time they'd done that. Usually it's just regular, same old actors. But
well, they did. But the first time that they've doubled it.
Yeah, and he said it was just because he wanted to. I mean, he's a huge wrestling fan, so he wanted to bring him in. I don't know if they brought enough people in to justify doing it again or not. I mean, when you start with Hulk Hogan, you kind of where do you go from there?
Well, you could go. I mean, yeah, you could definitely go a lot of different directions, but depending on the availability of the, you know. But again, it's like everything else, though. You got your old school guys, right, and your new school guys.
Well, I mean, he had Ox Baker there and Jimmy Hart, and
you know, but they're all old
school. Roddy Piper, you know, those are all old school guys. So yeah, I mean, I guess you could go back. I think Zach was saying that they had George the Animal Steele was there last year, maybe. Right. So I think he throws him in every once in a while.
Well, didn't George the Animal Steele? Didn't he play?
He was in Ed Wood, I know.
Yeah, he played Tor Johnson in Ed Wood.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it'd be like us at a horror show, horror convention. You know, we're going to sit there and throw rocks at all the new people and wonder why the old people aren't there.
Right.
It'd be the same way at a restaurant.
No, it was a nice mix, man. I mean, he had, you know, the standard, you know, Haig and Mosley that are everywhere.
Because that wrestling shit they got now is horrible.
Yeah, I can't watch it.
Fucking half of them, I don't even fucking. They all look alike.
Yeah, they're coming back into town next month, but I don't even care. Well, yeah, they don't. They got no character. They got no charisma, man.
CM Punk looks just like the other guy, and they're all.
That's what UFC became to me. I loved it when they were just all these crazy crawling out from rocks and beating the hell out of each other. Now they all look exactly the same, train the same.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, nobody stands out from each other.
Yep, all cookie cutter fabricated bullshit.
They want to keep it, like you were talking, nothing's R-rated. They want to keep it all family friendly and not offend anybody.
Yeah, but they could. But WWF's what started all that shit. They're the ones that brought all the sex into it anyway, because WCW, they had the, like, girl managers and stuff, but it was never about fucking tits hanging out and all that until WWF started doing the fucking female wrestlers and shit. I mean, I remember watching WCW on Saturdays when I was a kid, and you had, I mean, it was just crazy old school stuff. You had the fucking Road Warriors yelling at the Four Horsemen, and,
right,
you know, Tony Schiavone was sitting there doing interviews, and guy would come out and hit him, and fucking they'd start fighting right there on the stage, or they would come out before the match and would yell about certain stuff, and then they'd go to, you know, I mean, it was great. And WWF was just, it just seemed like it just trashed.
Yeah, now the storylines are like a soap opera.
Right.
I just want to see crazy, steroided out nutcases that aren't stable. I mean, you hear the stories about the old wrestlers, man, and everything you feared they were in the ring, that's how they were in real life. There was a few exceptions, but.
Yeah, now they're all brokered and fucking.
Yeah. Same school. Yeah, it was fun because they when they did the question and answer with them, they were asking Hogan and Piper what they thought of the new guys. And, you know, Piper's not affiliated with anybody, man.
Right.
And he's about as honest as it gets. And he was just bashing them. He's you know, Hogan was saying the very first day he went to train to be a pro wrestler, the guy busted his leg. Broke his leg, and that was his introduction to wrestling. Mm-hmm. And Piper, I think, was the same. He started professional wrestling at, like, 15.
Right.
And they would just throw him in there and see how much abuse he could take, and he had nowhere to go, no place to live. So he would come back and just keep getting the shit kicked out of him.
Yep. Well, and the fact of the matter is the wrestlers back in the day were just, they were guys.
Right.
You know, you had guys that had guts, and you had guys that weren't toned, and yeah. Now everybody that comes to the ring's all fucking hairless and fucking oiled up, and they're all, you know, they've all got the little barbed wire tattoo.
Yeah, could you imagine if George Steele came rolling out now into the ring? Good Lord, that audience would freak out. What is that back hair? Where's the back hair? I've never seen that on my wrestlers before. He's not Brazilian waxed.
All the wrestlers now are like Ken dolls. You can't know. You don't know whether they got body parts or not because they all.
The Wyatt family's pretty fun. A bunch of crazy hillbillies and a cult. I guess you can't go wrong with that. That's kind of a nice little different take for WWE.
Yeah, but they'll change them into something else.
I don't know. Seems like they're one of their most popular ones right now.
John Cena.
Big old John.
I remember when he was the rapping.
Yeah.
Remember when he came out as the Vanilla Ice.
Well, and that's it. WrestleMania's coming up, and they were saying that, you know, this is Undertaker's. This is it. He's done. And he's going against Brock Lesnar. They're like, are they going to let Undertaker? Because he's like 15-0 in WrestleMania. They're going to let him get beat by fucking Brock Lesnar? Come on.
No. 50-year-old Undertaker. No.
That's it. Dude, he's worth stupid money. He wrestles one time a year. They bring him out at WrestleMania. He kicks the shit out of whoever the contender is. He goes back into retirement for the year. Makes crazy money.
I don't know. They can have it. I'm through. Like I said, I'm old and crotchety. Fuck them.
I want them old ones where they were making like $30 a night and a six-pack of beer and a pack of smokes.
And you can get them again on DVD.
Yeah. I see this. We got tickets, man. They're coming back in June here to Kansas, the Turner Rec Center. They're coming with the little independent wrestlers. Those hooligans are coming to town, man. That's going to be... They're just not even right in the head, man. That's going to be fun.
I got a kick out of that fucking... What was it? The CZW? The one where they're fucking eating the fucking fluorescent bulbs glass. And
yeah, that's crazy over the top.
Fuck. Yeah. They made the fucking cactuses out of the bulb glass and glued the thumbtacks to them, and they're just fucking raking.
Yeah, those guys are just insane.
That guy lifted up his fucking arm, and there's like a 6-inch fucking gash you can see. Yeah. Oh, I'm like, fuck.
I just see that, and I'm like, what do these guys do for a living, and who pays their insurance?
They don't have insurance. That's a problem.
Well, they just go home and duct tape it up.
Well, when you're fucking holding matches in somebody's fucking backyard.
Yeah, backyard.
Or fucking lumber shop, Bob's Construction proudly
come
presents
on down.
CZW
the
Wrestling.
Work site shut down from...
Soon as
6 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Soon as the shop closes at 5, we're going to start the wrestling about 6:30, 7 o'clock.
We all don't have places to live now, so we just sleep in the back.
Fuck. Who's that one guy that I always liked?
Necro Butcher?
Necro Butcher.
Yeah. Fuck. Looked like he just came out of a homeless shelter. And
fucking took that 5-gallon plastic bucket full of thumbtacks and threw it onto the mat and then just fucking
rolled around.
Fuck.
Elbow dropped it about 14 times. And again, I mean, talking about just if you've seen that dude rolling down the street, you'd kind of walk to the other side, but you would you'd never guess he was a professional wrestler.
People completely all just sitting on the side of the ring, and every time he fucking hits, you can just see the blood just flinging out in the audience.
Zero muscle tone, big old beer gut, you know. Thinning hair, giant ponytail. Looks like he makes candles for a living.
I make potpourri fun choy bags. Good times.
Uses Downy once a week.
You're welcome.
Here's your candle. Candle time.
Feng shui.
Everybody needs a Downy. Downies make everybody happy.
Do little Downy dance. Little Downy pony dance.
Oh, fuck. This is a hell of a new show. We're really riveting.
Didn't you miss us?
People are sitting there thinking, "I'm 3 months for this."
This is what they've been crash coursing for.
We're out of our element.
Video logs. That's what we need to do. We need to just set up shop in a Walmart.
We need to set a time.
Randomly attack people in Walmart.
That's what we need. We need to do on the street commentaries. We need to start just going out.
Fuck, dude. We'd be in jail in the first hour.
Dude, we need to set up a time. Todd, well, I don't know if Todd would want to be a witness to this movie or not.
Accomplice to the crime.
We need to find a time to do our first commentary. We still got that movie at my house we need to watch.
Which one did you get that we were going to watch?
Dog Dick.
Oh, Dog Dick. Get old Dog Dick.
Todd, I would invite you to watch it, but I read some stuff about it. I think it probably contains some stuff you probably wouldn't want to see.
Probably true.
So,
Dog Dick.
We're going to have you... stand aside on this one.
It's from Venezuela. With no subtitles.
I just, when I first read it, they compared it to Gummo. I was like, I'm in.
Oh.
I only got to watch it once, but I'm in for one.
That is what I did since we've been on. I did go down to the theater, and I got to experience Gummo on the big screen, along with a fluffing to get me prepped for Gummo. I watched Teen Witch. Which is just something I never even knew about. It was a whole new element to me.
Teen Witch, what's that about?
About a teen witch. It's old Jason Lively's sister, the little redhead. The little musical comedy. It's got the little, "This house is Clea." She's in it as the mother witch that teaches her of her skills of the fine dark arts. With the musical, with the girls dancing in the locker room, and it's something else, man. It was fun just because it was packed. I mean, the theater was completely sold out for this fucking movie. I'd never heard of it. I knew nothing about it. Yeah, sure, I'm sitting around waiting for Gummo, you know. I've drank enough that I thought I could be prepped for Gummo. So I left out of there, and there was three people to see Gummo.
Really?
And we all laughed at different things at different times, and it was the most awkward fucking crowd ever, man.
Did you laugh at the cherry shampoo?
Chloe still gets me, dude. Oh, the roaches and the cherry shampoo. Dancing down in the basement in his daddy's shoes.
Lifting weights with curled up fucking silverware.
I'm going to make you laugh. What are you? Fucking arm wrestling midgets in the kitchen. Wrestling chairs. God, that movie's just beautiful. Soundtrack. God, you're in Bethlehem and the fucking surround sound of a movie theater. Yes, Jesus loves me. And of course me, I'm rolling the whole way through and it's just dead quiet.
I like Patrick Swayze. He's hot. Nothing says a good time like an albino and an IROC.
They say I've got ADD. The handball kid, I forgot all about him.
Some people
see,
say.
And again, I mean, how long has Gummo been out? What, 20 years? And has anything even fucking come close to the magic of Gummo?
No.
There probably has, but it's buried in someone's basement somewhere. It's on a camcorder somewhere.
Some people call him a maniac. I call him a legend.
Junga, 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 junga.
Riding a fucking bicycle, fucking no seat, held up by a fucking pair of vice grips with the front wheel bigger than the smaller than the rear wheel.
Do you give her sponge baths? Sometimes when she gets stinky, I've got to clean underneath her skirt. I don't like to do that. Shoot her in the foot. See if she's alive. She's dead.
Yeah, that movie, man.
The old nip flipper. Getting up on the chair, looking at the window door.
You gonna fuck her? You gonna fuck her too?
I pay it just for you.
I like Cherry Shepherd.
I want to do a mashup of Irvin Cowboy and Gummo, man. That would be so magical. God.
I'm scared.
Just do a country and western fucking bar with a Gummo.
But with it all ending, with an all fade out, fade in to the old woman getting scrubbed down in Silkwood. Where they're scrubbing her with a wire brush.
And just random mask moments. Just delicately placed.
Just bling. Peppered in.
Bellowy. Bellowy.
You can go anywhere you want to now, Rocky. You can ride anywhere your heart takes you.
Urban Gummo.
Mask. No, what we got to do is a matchup of Mask and the other sister?
Oh,
Julia
God.
Lewis. You want to poke the tail?
God, I love that movie so much.
What's eating Gilbert Grape? Throw that in there.
The kids just look at me every time I'm down, just laughing at it. What's so funny, Daddy? Oh, nothing. Just love this movie.
What are we watching today, Dad? We're watching Gilbert Grape. See how they prop up that floor?
Again, there's nothing like that coming out.
Because you have hate groups and
every
shit after
15,
you.
Again, all those have been out, 15, 20 years?
Yep. Before political correctness.
God. Now we got Twilight.
Everybody in the town stops because they know the mom's out. I can't believe she got out of the house. You let my son go! Gilbert! She fucking dies in the bed. So they gotta burn the fucking house down because they can't get her out of the front door.
We could mesh it with Bill Lebowski or Big Lebowski. Oh, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowl. Fuck it, dude. Fuck it, Grape. Let's go bowling.
Where's Arnie?
Donnie, Arnie could be a tag team. That could be a...
Have a
bowling team.
Have that one scene in Paradise Thunder where he never go full retard.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You never go full retard.
Simple Jack. They were saying down at South by Southwest, man, they showed the Big Lebowski down there with Bridges. Was in the group watching it with them. I'm like, holy shit, man. How much cooler could it get than that, man?
He's looking pretty rough now.
He looks just like the dude, man. The last four or five pictures, he's been in a bathrobe. His hair's all long. He's got a fucking white Russian in his hand. He's like, I kind of like that role. I kind of like that movie.
Good times.
That's what it's all about.
Godzilla.
I'm ready.
I'm not.
Is that next month?
I think he'll be okay.
May?
Yep.
Aaron fuckered it up. Hey, did you see all the new Godzilla movies coming out on Blu-ray?
That's going to be cool.
It's all going to be linked together? Is that how it's going to work?
They got King Kong Escapes coming out on Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah?
A couple other ones, too. I got them all listed at home. But I think it's all the new Godzilla stuff, ain't it?
I don't think it's all new,
like,
is it?
Total Wars, and I think it all is. I think it's like all like Ghidra 2 and all those, Mothra 2 and all those. I don't think there's any old gods. Well, yeah, I take that back, because Godzilla, the Smog Monster, and all those are coming out, but they're being done by a different company. There's two different companies releasing them.
Are they doing a big box set for them, or individually?
No, they're into, well, the Godzilla, Ghidra, or Smog Monster, is the movie is just by itself. But the newer ones, like Godzilla versus King Ghidra 2, they're doubling those up. They're doubling the newer ones up, the 90s and early 2000
right.
movies. But it's still cool. I mean, they're still... This is the largest amount of... Because who was it, Todd? Was it...
What the hell took them so long to put Godzilla on Blu-ray?
Well, see, they sold... Toho gave the license to Shriek Show, which was Tokyo Shock. And Tokyo Shock released one of them that wasn't, like, Toho approved. So Toho pretty much said, well, you're not going to release any more of these. So it sat stagnant forever. Toho was like, fuck it, we're just not going to release it to anybody to release in America because you guys aren't listening to us.
Right.
So now I guess people are like, well, you know, you tell us what you want us to do and we'll do it. So now they finally released them. Because I think the last one, I know Godzilla versus, was it Megalon?
Yeah.
I think that was the last one that was actually released. And then right before, I think the one that got him in trouble was Destroy All Monsters. I think that was the one that Toho put the kibosh on, because I picked it up before it went. It wasn't out very long.
Did they butcher it or something?
No, I don't think they. I think they were supposed to go in and like touch it up, and they didn't. They just basically took the source material that Toho had gave them and just put it out. You know, they didn't do anything to brighten it up or make it any better. So Toho was like, well, if you're not going to do what you said you're going to do, we're just not going to. But I was lucky enough to grab those bad boys, and they fetch a pretty penny now. So, but
it's terrible. Mr. Griff, you got about 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Hi, Barry.
Three minutes.
So, I don't even know what's got going on this weekend. Season finale of The Walking Dead.
I didn't watch last weekend.
Did you watch the weekend before?
Yeah, I was impressed with the weekend
that
before.
That was fucking awesome. I was like, that's four seasons of shit had just finally been okayed.
I figured it would. I figured it'd come like they always do. Drag it out for a few episodes and have them running around the woods. And
well, what are they going to do when they all get to Terminus and they all find out that Terminus is a fucking colony of cannibals?
Fight. You know how this cliffhanger is going to be a humdinger.
Well, they had to come to some place new, because this is the, what, last season it was the fucking prison.
Yeah.
Season two it was the farmhouse, you know.
It's a trap.
I'm getting tired of the Chinese guy, though. He's starting to wear thin on my nerves. Somebody's going to have to feed him to the fucking zombies.
The little girls are wearing thin on me.
Little girls. There ain't no little girls anymore.
Not anymore, buddy.
Just look at the flowers.
Look at the pretty flowers. Look at the flowers. Just wait. She'll wake up. Me fine.
I didn't kill the brain.
Shut up.
No, I got to catch it. I got to catch the last one. We've been having fun. We go and watch it still, so. It's still the best thing on TV.
It's still gonna be hard to beat that fucking week when they popped that girl in the fucking head at the end. I was like, oh, shit. That was awesome.
Everybody, I think, saw that coming. But two, that was nice. That was a nice touch.
Yeah. Oh, baby Judith. She's the fucking strongest survivor of them all.
Yeah.
Fuck, she got everybody
chilling.
Fucking conned. She just fucking hangs out in the fucking backpack, and you see her about once every six episodes, and
Daryl turned pedophile.
No, she's of age.
She's 15.
Those is Georgia laws. That's her prime breeding years.
We drank moonshine together.
Oh, that whole fucking thing.
Episode, I'm like, good God, am I really sitting here watching Daryl drink moonshine with the fucking
skimp ass cigar.
I ain't going to have your first drink be no damn peach schnapps.
I know just by chance where there's some moonshine, just because this house just looks like my old house. There's my daddy's chair. There's Rocky's bedroom.
Uh-huh. You got any biscuits, mustard,
French fries? They should have rolled out in the shed, dude, and had the little fucking ditch in the shed. Just him laying in the hole with his brother. Don't end up like me. Don't end up like me.
Some people call it a sling blade. I call it a Kyler blade. Some people call it a sling blade.
Had Dwight Yoakam. Daryl kicks in the door, and Dwight Yoakam's in there. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, I hate you too, you little prick. No, I don't. Love your mother.
I'm going to go home and watch Sling Blade. That's another one we need to mash up.
She had hairy arms.
Sling Blade and Three's Company.
You know what they say about hairy arms? That's a sign of a big bush.
How is fucking Dwight Yoakam not in every movie ever out? He's so magical.
I don't know. There, we give people plenty enough stuff to watch for next week. They can go watch Sling Blade and The Other Sister and fucking Gummo and
Gilbert
Grape and fucking Silkwood and Urban Cowboy.
Mesh all that shit up together and send it to us.
Have a marathon. Just watch one right. And then as soon as the credits roll on the last movie.
And go to Walmart to buy all of your copies.
Yeah. As soon as the credits roll on the last movie, run to Walmart with your eyes wide open and just walk around for about 3 hours. Your fucking head will explode.
Where's your butter aisle? Where the fuck's your butter? All right.
Are we out of time?
You are.
Damn, I don't even get to play small potatoes.
Salt peanuts.
I guess we'll see you next week. I ain't promising anything.
We'll see you in May.
We may see
June,
you.
June, baby.
Bring it on, June. Ta-ta.
They're gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they gonna give you a smirk, cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine. They said I'm teenager scared, the living shit out of me. They could care less as long as someone will bleed. So talk in your clothes, I'll strike a violent pose. Maybe the boys and girls in the clique, the awful names at the stick. You're never gonna fit in much, kid. But if you're troubled and hurt, what you got under your shirt will make them pay for the things that they did. They said